You're listening to SBS News.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
It was beyond words. It was beyond a comprehension of any human heart and mind.
It's early afternoon in Western Sydney. Muslim worshippers take time during their workday to answer the call to prayer at Lakemba Mosque. Today's congregation is sizeable, unlike months gone by. Ahmad Alas from the Lebanese Muslim Association says security is now something Muslims across Australia are acutely conscious of.
Generally, people are a little bit more alert, even the measures that we take here at the mosque. But however, people are optimistic and they are coming to mosque.
As attendance numbers in Australia's mosques slowly rebound, it's not just prayer time, but daily life, which continues to be shaped by what happened last March 15th in Christchurch. Maha Abdo from the Muslim Women's Association gives her insight.
You'd be kidding to say it hasn't changed. You know, the incident itself and the actual day, the time, the moment that was all over social media still is in the back of all our minds. People were very cautious. I remember organising a morning tea, bringing people together after Christchurch, where we were very, very vigilant in making sure the local police knew about it. Well, we don't normally do that.
In the hours after the two attacks in New Zealand, which killed 51 people, Sydney's Lakemba Mosque hosted a touching vigil. People from different faiths attended, the crowd so large they couldn't all fit inside and spilled out onto the street, as Ahmad Malas recalls.
Yes, I mean, we were very, very overwhelmed with the response that we got from all sections of the community and the different faiths. And it goes to show the strong bond between, you know, the different communities within Australia. At the end of the day, we're all Australian.
At the time, New Zealand responded swiftly with gun reforms. But Australian Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi says Australia quickly shifted focus away from the issues facing Muslims here.
For Australia, I'm sad to say it has been business as usual in the last year. We moved on as quickly as the media cycle after the horrible deaths of 51 innocent Muslims on our doorstep, for which an Australian man is on trial. What we have seen is the rise of right-wing extremism. We haven't seen laws against hate speech. We haven't seen funding for national anti-racism campaigns since 2015.
Muslim communities within Australia will be holding commemorative events in the coming days, while in New Zealand, a special Friday prayer and national remembrance service will mark 12 months since its worst terror attack in modern history.
The things that bring us together are much greater than those that divide us.
Unless you heal, you can't move forward. And to heal, you need to recognise the loss of lives.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.